We have one action item today, the approval of faculty and staff personnel actions, which have been approved through administrative channels and executed through human resources information system during the period January 1st, 24 to February 29th, 24. Since this is a relatively new form of presentation, I'd like to reread the following. The Finance Committee requested the university to restructure and streamline the personnel report so the board can engage in a more focused review of the university's proposed compensation commitments in accordance with statute. The personnel report has been updated to accommodate this request, and moving forward, the board will review and approve the new appointments, promotions, market equity adjustments, and reclassifications that resulted in increased compensation on a biannual basis. Faculty and staff one-time payments will be presented to the board on an annual basis. Actions are identified by type and funding source and exclude those actions specifically delegated to the president. Susan, do you have
I don't have any comments. These are just typical personnel actions from January through February, but I know the president.
One comment that I will make, you will recall, connected to the conversation we just had around tenure, that when there was a vote in May, assuming you approved the personnel actions, as part of that vote, you are granting tenure and promotion decisions to a group of faculty. And what is not clear in this is who those folks are and what they do. So at our May meeting, before you take that vote, we're going to compile and present to you the individuals who are embedded in this report who have been approved for either promotion and for both promotion and tenure.
Very good to make that. Any further questions or comments? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve the faculty and staff personnel actions.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Regent Brinkman, second by Regent Best. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. We have one information item, and that is the quarterly internal audit report. Bruce Wiseman.
Thank you, Regent Brody. Good morning, everyone. As standard with most of my presentations, we'll talk about, we'll hit on these four topics, the audit plan, the hotline, some other updates in the office, and what's coming down the pike. So with the audit plan, this is where we've been spending our time this fiscal year so far. We've spent 53% of our time working on audit projects. That's lower than what I would like it to be. I'll also tell you it's the lowest it's going to be all fiscal year. We spent the last month, 6 weeks or so, working on our annual risk assessment process. And a lot of that time has been put in the department management bucket. So that's why department management's at 17%. The project time is at 53%. Looking at the gray slice of the pie, the only one I'll talk about is professional development. Last meeting, that was at 9%. We're down to 7%. That will continue to work its way down as we do most of our professional development in the fall. So this is looking pretty good from my standpoint. We'll continue to report this as we go. For the actual audit plan, we've completed 6 projects. We've got 3 in progress, and we have 2 remaining. Since our last meeting, we've completed the Honors College audit and an advisory service about decentralized controls. I'll direct your attention to the bottom with the remaining projects. We've got 3 months left in the fiscal year, and we've got 3 projects in process, 2 remaining. Most audit departments do not complete their entire audit plan. They normally end up about 80% of their projects get complete. So what does that mean for us? We'll have 1 or 2 projects that don't get done. We expect to have a significant amount of work done on 1 of these 2 projects, and then whichever one we don't tackle this fiscal year, we will consider for next year's audit plan. And we'll go through that risk assessment process. We'll say, what do we know now, and has that changed from what we knew a year ago? Should we keep this project on the plan, or should we remove it? And that will be part of this process here in the next few months as we put next year's audit plan. This slide and the next one are the new and exciting slides that you haven't seen yet. These are what we'll call our follow-up updates. So our professional standards require when we issue an audit report and we have audit findings that we track and monitor those findings to see what management does with those. So far, we have 8 moderate risk items and 3 low risk items that have been issued to management, and they're still out there. They're still being worked on. There's no concerns there. That's how the process works. You'll also see in the middle of the screen, we've got one moderate risk that's got the yellow and black diagonals. That's an item that was in an audit report. Management has taken the actions we recommended and they thought were pertinent, and they've mitigated that risk. So that one's done, it's implemented, it's off the list. As we go forward, you'll see the number of outstanding audit items go up as we do more audits. And then as we work with management to look at their follow-up items, you'll see the open items go down and the implemented items go up. So we'll report this to you all each quarter going forward now that we have a couple of audit items to report. The other item related to follow-up is an aging report. So for those of you who are more used to looking at financial data, you can compare this to your accounts receivable aging. Accounts receivable aging says, you know, you've billed your customer, how long does it take them to pay you? If they haven't paid you within 30 days, that's when you start pushing a little bit harder to get collections. If they haven't paid you after 90 days, they're probably not going to pay you, and you start writing things off. So from an audit perspective, it's the same thing. Only instead of 90 days, we're looking typically around a year. I like to give folks about a year to work on things. We should be seeing progress. We're going to touch base with management every 3 months, see how they're doing. And if they're getting closer to that 365 days, that's where we're going to start having those conversations. Why hasn't this been corrected? Why hasn't this been changed? Are there other things we need to consider? So again, you'll see this during the meetings, and when you start seeing things in the top bucket, that's when we need to have conversations with management about that. So far, everything's good. We're under 6 months for each of the items. For the hotline, so far this fiscal year, we've had 8 hotline cases. 5 have been closed. 3 are in process. That's the current status. Since our last meeting, we closed 2 reports and 4 more were opened. So I think we've got evidence here that our internal audit and hotline awareness campaign that we've been focused on is paying some dividends. We're seeing activity in the hotline. We're looking at what our strategy should be for next year of further educating the community on what kind of things to report to the hotline, what other reporting avenues are available, maybe more appropriate. We'll go down that path. But so far, the hotline awareness is, in my mind, paying dividends. Along those lines, if you have any concerns, please give me a call, shoot me an email, report it to the hotline. See something, say something. Other updates. I mentioned we've spent a lot of time doing our annual risk assessment for the last 4 to 6 weeks. A big thank you to many people in this room who participated in that process. We had 42 participants this year. 35 people completed the survey. 18 people had a discussion with us. If you're good at math, you'll know those two things don't add up to 42. That's because some people did both. So thank you to those people who double-dipped with me on that one. We've shared some initial results with the President's Cabinet on what that risk assessment is and talking about next steps and plans for that. I always like to give you guys an update on consultations. One of our goals for this fiscal year was to have 25 consultations where people reach out and ask us a question unprompted. I'm happy to report we're at 25 for the year. We've had 9 since January. Our target for this year was 25. So I really had no idea where to set that bar. So we've hit that one. We'll establish this goal for FY25 again next year and move it up the chain a bit. I continue to believe these consultations are one of the best indicators of our presence on campus and the trust we have with the university community. And I encourage anyone, if they have a thought, if they want to talk about process, call us, let us know. The people who have taken advantage of this, I think they found it helpful. So I'm really happy and pleased with that information. Again, as far as campus awareness, we presented at the Staff Leadership Institute, the SLI. We let them know who we are, what we do, and how we do it. At January, I mentioned we were going to run the March Madness Bracket Challenge. I'm happy to say we had 139 participants. Congratulations to Jessica Doris in the Registrar's Office. She's our inaugural winner. She had a really good-looking bracket. And I'll also say honorable mention to Stuart Burris over in Ogden. He got second and third place. And that was a lot of fun. We used that as an opportunity when we sent out the invitation to participate to also let folks know the hotline is there, what kind of things to report. So that while we were mixing some fun with business, I think everyone had a good time with that. Looking ahead, we've got a couple busy months ahead of us. In March, we completed the self-assessment for our office in internal audit. We've identified some areas where we can improve our processes to further align with our standards. The first week of May, we're having an external review group come in, and they're going to review our self-assessment, validate our findings, and give us some more opportunities to improve. Once they do that, that report will be shared with you, Regent Brody, and we'll have more things to work on. Again, this is the audit of the auditor, so I always like to mention that for everybody. And we're doing that review now because the professional standards require that happen every 5 years. Our last review happened in 2019. So we're going to take care of this one in summer 2024 and be on track. Second item up here. So we've done the risk assessment. We know where some of the risks are. We know what our high-risk items are. So now our office is going to use that to put our audit plan together for fiscal year 25. We'll be reporting the audit plan or requesting your approval for that audit plan at the June meeting. So stay tuned for that when that's coming up. And then finally, with campus awareness, we've been invited to speak at an accounting class and at the student publication staff meeting next week and just give them a flavor of what is internal audit, what do we do, where are we at, how do we work, those kinds of things. So that's where we are. Thank you all for your support, your time, your effort, especially with the risk assessment. I know that's a big lift. And I'll take any questions.
Any questions for Bruce or comments?
I will mention that we will have at the retreat is the target a conversation around how it is we're using risk assessment as a strategic planning tool. It has been refreshing, given the initial conversation I had with the other Regent Nichols when he began his tenure on the board around what kind of risk assessment do we do. Not only do we have the data around what leadership perceives as potential risks, but also with some longitudinal data, we have the results that demonstrate what interventions have done to reduce that risk perception and risk profile. So it's really fulfilling to me. Doesn't sound very sexy, but it's fulfilling to see this coming to fruition. Thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bruce, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I would say that we're competing a little bit this morning with the sounds of progress, and we can go. It's nice to see the business building going up. Mr. Milliken, that concludes finance and budget.
Thank you very much, Richard Brody. Student Affairs,